Podtech Alert, Episode 304, Weaponized Community, for August 10th, 2012. So now we're on with Daftlink, since I decided to do a late night recording, like at 2 in the morning, which I'm starting to regret because I only got 4 hours of sleep last night. So Daft wanted to talk about some of the stuff that he felt about the bulletin. So was there anything that kind of stuck out to you? Just,
I think the saw was a cool reveal.
That was interesting.
I wasn't really expecting that, the light machine gun.
They hit that one really well, because I don't think anyone was expecting something like this.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not really sure how much of a Halo feel the saw has. Like,
Mega AR, right?
I mean, it kind of makes sense.
I mean, they even say in the bulletin, though, like, this is not a Mega AR. Like, don't treat it as such. But, you know, everyone's going to, like, see, you know, just try to use it at least as a Mega AR, right?
Right. I don't think there's really another weapon you can compare this to, is there?
I mean, they even say it's the AR's older brother, essentially. So, I mean, it's kind of like... okay, so, like, an AR and a mounted turret. Breed.
This is what you get.
You get somewhere in the middle, exactly.
Right.
So...
I'm just... I'm curious to see, like, how quickly it actually can take someone down.
Well...
Like, actually, in my hands, yeah. How it feels.
Yeah, the montage they had of the, well, you mean either the dubstep or the sounds is the same video. I felt like they didn't show it for very long.
They didn't show most of the weapons for very long.
Well, I noticed that there are some weapons they showed a little more. Like, I felt like specifically like
the assault rifle.
Yeah, well, no, the assault rifle they showed a lot. I felt the DMR they showed a lot, which kind of surprised me because like I look at like undertones like these, like I felt like they showed the BR for a very short amount of time, but then maybe that's just because like it's a BR, like everyone knows it, it's tried and true. And then right after that, they showed the DMR for which I felt was a little bit longer, which I thought was I wasn't expecting because I'd assumed that they would only show the DMR, not as long because it's kind of like, you know, DMR burnout from Reach so recently, kind of like been there, done that. They showed the rockets for a little bit. Sticky detonator was kind of long. I just noticed like some weapons were longer, some were shorter as far as airtime.
I wonder if that was just more to fit the music.
Maybe.
I mean, it might have been.
I mean, I felt like the saw, they showed that like for a second, but not as long as some of the other ones.
Yeah, it was like 2 or 3 seconds and that was it.
Yeah, you didn't really see like you didn't really see a guy being taken down with it from like, you know, start to finish. It was kind of just
right.
Quick clips.
Yeah, it was more of a kind of a tease. It's like, yes, this is here. You kind of see what it does, but you don't exactly know how it works. Like, what situations to use it in? What's the right time to use it? What's the wrong time to use it? How it actually affects, like playing it against other users, or how hard it is to aim, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So
I noticed how the reticle looked square. Right.
Yeah, I noticed that too. I thought that was
kind of interesting.
I'm like, why'd you have a square reticle?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that you would maybe use a square reticle for something like the railgun, but
yeah,
LMG?
Railgun kind of like almost a rhombus in a way?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's kind of rhombus-esque, like, yeah. Just go look it up, people. I guess
it's on the YouTube video.
Give a rundown of every weapon, short run. That assault rifle looks great. I love it. I actually really like the assault rifle, like especially like it. I use it a lot in Reach because I think it's actually pretty competent in Reach, despite what people say. I'm kind of baffled when they say it's like a horrible weapon.
Yeah,
it's
short range it is.
Yeah. I mean, I like to try medium range and like wow, I just killed a medium range with an assault rifle. Like, I feel awesome.
Yeah, but if you go up against someone who knows how to use the DMR and use it well, then the assault rifle isn't really your best bet.
Well, the thing is, we got to use on medium range when you get the jump on them, is I think
right.
Is the key.
And you have to make sure you use short controlled bursts.
Yeah. Or, like, if you, I use short control to burst sometimes, although usually what I'll do is, see, if you're gonna use the whole clip, like, just, like, spray it, like, the whole thing without stopping, you gotta make sure every single bullet hits them, like, exactly, otherwise
you'll run out. Or a good majority of them.
Yeah, otherwise you'll run out before, they die. I mean, you may get a melee them or a relay, who knows, but I also like using the assault rifle and reach a lot just because I, you know, kind of just like get sick of the DMR sometimes.
Right. Like,
the same primary over and over.
Oh, no. I guess because I lean a little bit more towards the competitive edge, even though I'm not that great in competitive.
Mm-hmm.
But because I lean towards it, I'm more favorable to the DMR
mm-hmm.
and the BR. So.
Yeah.
And that might also be in part due to that's just what the pros use, and if you know how to use that weapon well, you can generally outplay anyone with an assault rifle or pistol or anything like that.
Yeah.
And of course, there needs to be a certain amount of range.
Right. I don't like how Halo to be like a one weapon game. Like it's all about the BR. It's all about the DMR. I like, you know, a couple other viable options.
Yeah. Well, it seems like they're actually pulling out a pretty good balance here of like the AR, the BR, the DMR.
Which I love that. Like yeah. I was happy when I heard that they're trying to put the assault rifle a little more up to par. Yeah, with the DMR, BR, make them all like equally viable. Like I like using the assault rifle so much. It's like great. Like I'll really use that now. Like I can beat, you know, skilled DMR and BR wielders possibly. You know.
Yeah. You have the short range, which is AR. You have the short to mid range, which is BR, and then you have the medium to long range, which is the DMR, and then the long range is a sniper.
Yeah.
Extremely close range is the shotgun.
battle rifle.
Which I think this is the first time they've actually like solidly confirmed the shotgun. I think we've seen it in Red versus Blue, but it wasn't like quote unquote officially announced.
I mean, that's pretty official. I mean, they're holding the weapon in their hands. I mean, I know what you mean. Even if there wasn't like an official video like this, I don't think anyone was wondering like, is the shotgun going to be in or not? Like, I see it in this video, but I just don't know.
Yeah, I mean, we knew it was in there, but this is them saying that yes, it's really in there.
Mm. Battle rifle, yeah, looks, you know, it's pretty cool. Typical battle rifle.
Yeah.
DMR. I think the scope on it, like in this one, actually kind of looks gigantic compared to the scope and reach, which is shorter.
The DMR?
Excuse me, not shorter. It's smaller.
Wider.
Yeah, the DMR. Yeah, the scope. Yeah, the DMR scope looks like gigantic in Halo 4 compared to the one in reach, in my opinion.
The scope for the BR is. I'm
square.
Yeah, it's. Oh no, it's different.
Mm.
I think it'll be okay. It just it's
we'll
different.
All get accustomed to it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I think like that's how people felt when they showed off the Halo Reach weapons back in the day. Like this looks different. Like, but you know, we all adjusted to it.
Mm-hmm. And is it just me or do the and there's some other weapons that kind of sound crappy in my opinion, but the BR and the DMR sound really they don't seem that powerful. They seem like toy guns in terms of the sounds.
Yeah, I know.
Like what did you think of the sounds of the weapons in general for the video that we got? Cause
they don't sound they sound different from past games. They sound like I don't know if I say the sound is lighter. It's just kind of it's a different kind of sound.
It doesn't feel like the sounds really have depth to them.
I know what you mean. I don't know. Like, well, on one hand, these might not be totally final. We might, you know, maybe not. I mean,
I would think if they're doing basically an entire arsenal overviews,
yeah,
the sounds that you're putting in
might,
here,
they might be. This might be a test run. They might be like listening to feedback about the sound specifically, which is why they made a video on it. And you know, based off that feedback, they always still could change stuff.
Yeah, you have a good point. How far out do you think we are to goal? I'm assuming like 2 or 3 weeks after PAX is when we're going to see Halo 4 go into gold.
Mm. Yeah, probably.
So it's like, what kind of time do they have and what stuff can they change this late in the game?
I mean, sound, it's not that complicated to change, I guess, you know?
I guess it's just sound, it's like size requirements almost. Because at this point, they're probably scrapping for every possible bit they can get.
Yeah. I mean, the sounds might just seem weird to us because we're still so used to Reach, which is pretty similar to Halo 3 sounds also.
Well, I'm thinking back to Halo 3, and it's like there's a lot more depth in... So comparing the rest of the sounds to the sounds of the railgun, which the railgun sound seems significantly louder than the rest of them.
So what's the mini Gauss cannon? Yeah.
But I mean, there's still be some kind of power behind most of these weapons, and it just doesn't feel like the rockets.
No, I thought the rockets had a pretty good sound to them, actually. It's like a
not like the rockets at all.
Like, no, it's cool. It's cool. It's like a jet kind of sound now, you know.
And I don't like it.
It looks better too because it has more of a stream behind it, so it's like you're shooting an actual missile now. I think it's a lot cooler. It looks more powerful.
I personally don't like that streak either.
I think it looks cool. It's like a mini missile. Like, I mean, essentially, it's just it looks more powerful. But you know, I think with the sounds thing, I think like they'll either change it or if they don't, well, you know, however we may feel about it now, just from playing the game so much. I mean, we'll get used to them eventually. Then they'll just sound normal and like
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, I know, but it's still it's like those little things where
yeah,
it's like well, it could have been better in my opinion. Yeah, it's not going to stop me from playing the game, but in my opinion, I think there's some stuff that could definitely be done better.
Yeah, they always patch stuff in, right? It's not like totally out of the question, I guess, right?
I don't think sounds are usually ones that you patch in.
I mean,
I guess. Well, I mean, you technically possible. Could. Yeah. I mean,
food for thought.
Yeah.
The DMR, I think, like, how, like, I'm talking, okay, now I'm talking, like, weapon usage. So I think when Halo 4 comes out, everyone coming off of Reach, like, just that, like I said before, the DMR burnout. No one's going to want to use the DMR, like, when, you know, at the beginning of Halo 4's lifespan. They're all going to want to, like, ooh, like, you know, BR, like, I've missed you. You're my favorite. You know, it's like Halo 3 all over again. So everyone's just going to use the DMR. I mean, excuse me. Everyone's just going to use the BR like crazy at the beginning. Try to like relive, you know, those Halo 3 glory days and, you know, see if it's similar, if it's different, whatever. And then the DMR will kind of be like forgotten. It's like, you know, we want us to touch it. It's almost like a leper. Like, yeah, you're from that, like, that game that wasn't quite as good as Halo 3. Like, yeah. And
I don't know. I'm going to be using that specialization class that gets me the two primary weapons, and I'm going to go BR. DMR.
Right. Well, but I think after a while, there'll be, like,
I think after a while, you're going to see a lot more people kind of bounce between the two, depending on what map they're playing on.
Yeah, because people will, there'll be a BR burnout, and then, yeah, people are like, you know, okay, I've had a good time with this weapon, let's, oh, this DMR, let's, you know, let's maybe try this out now, yeah.
I'm assuming that there's going to be those casual gamers that are just going to pick one and stay with it throughout their whole Halo 4 career. But for those that kind of care about at least like playing well, like not necessarily on the pro level, but want to actually do well, you're going to start seeing more of a strategy and decision-making for weapons, I think.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to push the matchmaking to be a little more strategic than it has been in the past.
Yeah.
Which I don't think is a bad thing.
Well, I just like that there's, like, a variety of viable primaries as opposed to, like, a one-weapon game.
Right.
You know? That's refreshing. And, I think, like, when Halo 4 comes out, I'm going to go on matchmaking and, like, very enthusiastically wield the DMR and be like that one guy. Like, hey, look at me, I'm playing Halo Reach. Pew, pew. And they're like, you know, get a BR, scrub. Like, we don't want to play that game. And then I feel like, based off of that, kind of like, I think there'll be like a rivalry. Like, you'll see like, there'll be like Halo Reach teams where they all wield DMRs and Halo 3 teams where they all wield BRs. It'll be like a huge rivalry between the two. It'll be fun.
Man, we'll see. The DMR still has a 3x zoom and the BR has a 2x zoom though, so that's going to be.
Yeah.
Interesting. Although, I think they bumped up the power of the BR just a little bit and nerfed the DMR just a little bit. To kind of even out the weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think they're definitely kind of pulling up the strength of the AR.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be a significant increase.
I think the point of it is, and we haven't even thought of the carbine either, right? The Covenant carbines, which is also a viable primary. So
Yeah, that and the car,
Storm Rifle.
Storm Rifle. Although, from what I've heard, people that have actually played it said it's not really that good of a weapon right now.
They might beef it up then.
Yeah, they'll probably beef it up. But yeah,
because they have the Covenant Carbine, the Covenant Assault Rifle, then it has to be basically on par with the Human Assault Rifle. And
yeah, and the Covenant Carbine. I am so happy that's back.
Weapon. Yeah,
that's a fun weapon. Happy that's back.
Yeah,
we haven't seen really many pictures of it, have we? I mean, we've seen one or two videos captured.
You can watch a video of the Spartan Ops. I mean, people are using it in the video. I mean, pretty actively.
Yeah, but we haven't seen many instances of it. Like, yeah, there's been a ton of gameplay, but I don't remember really seeing a carbine in like any of them. Like, I've seen it maybe two or three places, but that's it.
Because I've seen matchmaking videos where, like, the guy pulls up the list of loadouts, and some of the loadouts have carbines in them, but he never picks locked. Them.
Well, they may be locked.
Oh, okay.
So,
we
haven't seen it in action. And I'm wondering if they're actually going to do kind of an arsenal video for the Covenant weapons and the Promethean weapons.
Probably. Oh, probably. Absolutely. I mean, they probably will. I don't think it'll be very soon, probably like a little bit down the road.
Yeah, I'd say probably, like, either during PAX or after PAX.
Yeah, they want to keep stuff. I mean, and there's certain things that they should just totally not reveal at all. Just, like, wait for the game to come out, basically.
Yeah. Even though we will want everything.
Yeah.
So what do you think of the Promethean pistol?
That'd be cool.
I mean, you saw it in the video, right?
No. Where is it?
Oh, it's in there. The first person view is during the rocket sequence.
Yeah, let's turn the volume off. Look at it right now.
And then there's another side shot of it, I think, in either the BR or the DMR sequence. If I had a time code, I'd tell you. But yeah, so it's basically like a human pistol almost with the with the shape and all. And, oh no, I really didn't get a good look at the projectile either.
So. Oh, I see. Yeah, kind of slipped in there. Yeah. It's very
time code 37 is the one during the DMR shot that you can see a side shot of the Promethean pistol. For those of you guys watching at home, time code 37 seconds into the video is where you're going to see the side shot of the Promethean pistol, which is actually the first time we actually see it.
Yeah, I see. What I want to say, though, is I think, like, basically the point with all the primaries now is, like, they want to make them all equally powerful, but they all require kind of a different skill set, you know, like a different handle of the weapon.
Right.
Is spraying and praying, short-controlled bursts, pacing your shots. I think it's just, like, then it really is kind of skill. At that point, which I think it's great.
It's basically using the right tool for the right situation.
Yeah.
Which is what they're going for. Which I think is perfect, because it keeps the game dynamic. Because you're constantly having to adjust to your game environment.
Oh, yeah. This article online, Unannounced Promethean Weapon Spotted, yeah.
Yeah, so it... Everyone's basically saying it's the Promethean pistol. And what I'm guessing it's going to be is some kind of incendiary round-like thing. It's definitely going to be like the Promethean energy weapons that we've seen with the scattershot and the light rifle so far. But I'm guessing it's going to be... There might be like a little micro-explosion, like once it hits something because of the energy. So...
Yeah, there's some good pictures of it online, like that stills of it. Yeah. It looks pretty cool. Yeah, it's glowing and stuff.
Yeah, and I'll be doing a video analysis of this after this podcast is done. So you'll also get to see it in that as well.
That's neat.
But yeah, so that's three Promethean weapons. Do you think we'll see anything else?
So we got the scatter shot, the light rifle. I mean
that's pretty much they standard.
They got to give us more stuff. I feel like I was saying on past episodes, like. The human, the Covenant, the Promethean weapons, the arsenals of them all should all be equally fleshed out. you know, like Human Sniper, Covenant Sniper, Promethean Sniper, Human Rocket, Covenant Rocket, Launch or whatever, Promethean Rocket, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't think we'll necessarily see rockets for Promethean.
I mean, okay, some kind of gigantic, you know, power weapon, like, you know, like, you know, like, I mean, something, like a laser, I mean, just like some giant cannon thing, like, yeah, we gotta, right? We gotta.
Maybe. I don't think we necessarily have to.
It'd be cool.
It would be cool.
The point of the game is to be cool.
Exactly.
And then, so Halo, back to the human arsenal. Magnum, you know, looks the same. Good for the Magnum. Shotgun looks different, sounds different. You know, I'm sure it'd be pretty, look pretty powerful. Saw. Light machine gun.
Saw.
Drum magazine.
Oh, yeah.
This was a big surprise, huh? This was...
No one saw this coming. No pun intended, but yeah, no one saw it coming.
No. I was pleasantly surprised. I was like, that looks cool. Try that out.
I'm just wondering how it's going to balance.
This can't be like a primary for your loadout. This has got to be some kind of like ordnance drop power weapon or something, I imagine.
Oh, right? Definitely, yeah.
It'd probably be an ordnance drop option or something, yeah.
I find it interesting that it's a 72-round clip.
Which is, like, huge, right?
Well, I'm just thinking, like, standard size for most other things. It's, like, 50 or 100. 72 is...
Well, it is a light machine gun. I mean, hey, you can go play Battlefield 3. Go play support class. I mean, their guns, they got, like, tons of ammo. Basically right. What it is, light machine. It's like an M249 or whatever, you know.
It's just an interesting value that they chose.
Yeah.
And they probably did it through testing and all.
Yeah. The reticle is square. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's different.
It works.
Yeah.
Let's go over some other ones. Rocket launcher. Oh, yeah. We discussed that. You hate it. I love it. Spartan laser, you know, looks cool like always. You know.
Yeah, Spartan laser was one of my favorites.
I like Spartan laser, like, it's kind of a weapon that, like, never changes, but, like, it doesn't need to. Like, it's pretty much as good as it is.
Although, I would think that when you laser a vehicle, it needs to be destroyed, not...
I think they'll do that, probably,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they need to fix that.
Because in Reach, it's annoying. I think, like, a lot of that was just, like, in Reach, like, because, like, I think there was just a very... There was, a, like, a fan sentiment of, like, laser burnout from Halo 3. Because, like, a lot of Halo 3 matchmaking, like, big teams, like, a lot of that was just, like... Lasers galore. Like, go play Sand Trap BTB. It feels like just lasers galore a lot of the time. Like, it's kind of just a burnout, I think.
Yeah, it's sometimes. Not always.
You know, it's just... Oh, like, it's got laser. Oh, laser. Laser again. Like, just, like, get this shit off here. Like.
Yeah.
I think downgrading it to 4 shots was a good idea. That's enough. That's definitely enough. Other weapons. Sniper.
I just hope they beef it back up.
Yeah. Sniper, the reticle has those two diagonal things around it. That looks cool.
Two diagonal things.
You know, like the scope has those, like, things around the circle, you know? Did you see? It's like the reticle, the scope thing looks... There's more pizzazz to it. Go look. I mean,
yeah, I'm looking. I don't remember, like, seeing it right off the back.
There's like, a giant circle thing around the...
Like when you zoomed in?
Yeah, with the scope. See, there's, like, there's the reticle is, like, big thing around it, circle.
I just see, like, the scope frame, some of the graphics in it, and then the little circle for the reticle. I don't see anything else attached to it.
No, but look at that, like, look at the scope. See, like, in the middle, like, it's, like, there's a circle around it, but only, like, 2/4 of the... circle is like is actually showing you that thing. Like,
I don't see that, dude.
It's like, look, it's like an hourglass. It's like an hourglass turned like diagonal. See, no.
Oh, I see what you mean. That
yeah, I think that looks cool. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, okay,
looks neat.
They had that for the turret.
Oh
like
yeah,
the
well,
machine gun
well,
turret. So
yeah, and then oh, it's the sticky enough. Detonator. I love the grenade launcher in Halo Reach. It's very efficient, taking out vehicles. And this is even better because it sticks to stuff. It's almost like a grenade launcher and the plasma launcher bread. You know? sticky, doesn't it?
I don't know about plasma launcher.
Well, because, like, the stuff... I mean, it doesn't have the lock on, like, the plasma launcher, but, like, the point is the grenade sticks to stuff like the plasma launcher stuff does, so... You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, I guess.
Essentially. All it is just a grenade launcher that now sticks to stuff is basically it, which is cool. And then we have a railgun. Mini Gauss
yep,
cannon.
That's my favorite one out of all the weapons
yeah,
that
they
showed.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
In terms of, like, just feel and look and the sounds.
Yeah. It's good that it has, like, a charge time to it, not overpowered, hopefully.
May the other sounds, though, just seem like they're toy guns.
Maybe.
And I don't quite like it.
I guess, or I'll put it this way, like, most of the sounds, they didn't necessarily blow me away, but they didn't, like, you know, I'm not totally, like, pissed off either. Like, I'm kind of just, I guess, in the middle. I know what you mean. Like, some of them don't sound overly powerful, but I don't think it's, like, horrible either. Like, it's doable. I think we'll just get used to all of them anyway, so it's not that big of an issue in the long run.
I guess. I don't know. It just seems...
I don't know. Who knows? But then again, I was thinking, this might all just be a farce. You know, this could be just be a big... You know,
I doubt it.
This isn't for real. And then when the game comes out, it's like, you know, like this crazy weapon sounds. Like, look at this, guys.
I doubt it. I mean, there are a few weapons that stood out to me as being like, yeah, that's really cool. I mean, my favorite, of course, like I just said, was the railgun. Because it actually sounds like it has power behind it. And the fact that you can, it's basically one shot kill on anyone that you hit. And then for the vehicles, from what we saw in the video, the Warthog that it shot at, it didn't do much damage to it, but definitely kind of tossed it around a bit, like what a brute shot would do, like back in Halo 2 or 3. So that was a good weapon to see, at least for me.
Yeah. By the way, guys, the Romans were all a bunch of drunken, gluttonous, perverted slobs.
Okay.
Just looking at a pod deck thread for a second.
All right.
So, I believe we covered all the weapons.
We did cover all the weapons.
What else did I talk about?
Well, we actually got a couple submissions.
Oh, fantastic.
Talking about it. So, I figured we got two of them, so each one of us can read one.
Oh, fantastic.
So, if you want to go ahead and read the first one, you... I can, and I'll go ahead and read this. I'll read the second one.
Okay. I read that one?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Nemesis TGD says, love the UNSC weapons reveal and can't wait for the Covenant and it says Forerunner. I guess he means Promethean weapons.
Yeah.
Can't wait for the Covenant and Promethean videos in the future. Would not mind seeing the vehicles either. I know some players would want to be surprised when they get the game, but I want to know what's coming to kill me. Love the show and the new to me hosts. The last time I was listening to Pontacular, Fumo, Drive, and JVB were the hosts is still as good as ever. Also, what does keep fragging trucks even mean?
If you were here during the reign of Fumo and JVB, I'm surprised you don't know what keep on fragging trucks means.
I remember you explained it once. I don't really remember you explaining
it. Yeah, I've explained it a couple times, but I'll go ahead and explain it again. So, back around episode, like, 7 or 8, somewhere around then, I don't remember the specific show, but there was a time where I think Fumo said, keep on trucking, and then, like, Spellcheck said, keep on fragging, and then they just combined and said, keep on fragging trucks. So that was basically kind of like the first Podtacular kind of catchphrase. And that it's just kind of stuck ever since.
Well, you gotta do that, technically, like literally in Halo Reach. Just go on the first campaign mission, winter contingency, and just throw a frag grenade at those farmer trucks.
Exactly.
Right, so.
Exactly.
Man, that was such a letdown. Like, not those trucks specifically, just like, I remember, like, you know, this whole big, oh, like Halo Reach, it's gonna be like, the missions are gonna be more open. It's gonna be like a little more open world. Like, there's gonna be civilian, you know, vehicles to use. And, you know, it made it sound like this gigantic, like, every, you know, campaign level would be, like, gigantic, like, all sorts of different objectives. You can complete in any order. Tons of civilian cars and whatnot to go in, and it's just like all we get is farmer trucks.
The levels were decent sized.
They made a decent size, but like for Halo, they made them sound just like gigantic, almost out of like Bad Company 1 or something. You know what I mean? Like just huge.
Well, so the actual like map files were probably gigantic if you look in the background scenery, they definitely put a lot of effort into doing that kind of stuff. But in terms of the playable area, it wasn't really any much bigger than what you would get in a normal Halo campaign run.
Too bad.
So, and yeah, the civvy vehicles, you could tell that the trucks were basically...
Warthogs.
Yeah, just Warthogs with the back end modified.
I mean, they were fun, though.
You could drive a couple of delivery trucks in the forklift. So,
those blew up, like, so easily.
Yeah, they were like pieces of paper. They're very, very flimsy.
Yeah.
The next one we have comes from Ghost Chili. He writes in, "Hey Podtech, Ghost Chili here. Haven't submitted a lot before, but I've been listening for a very long time back when..." Wait. This sounds very familiar, the one we just read. Okay.
There's a guy with... No, we didn't know.
No, it's a different one. It just sounds very familiar to the one we just read.
Shout out to the guy. I've seen him on the forum. He is like a Hank Hill avatar.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've been listening...
I sell propane and propane accessories.
Okay, that's kind of strange, but...
You never watched King of the Hill?
No.
Yeah, that show is so funny. Go on.
I've been listening for a very long time back when JVB and Fumo Jive were the hosts. I'm just here asking, what do you guys think of the gun sounds in Halo 4? I remember Duststorm said they sounded suppressed, and I agree with him in a way, but as I watch more and more gameplay, I'm really liking the new sound designs for weapons. What do you guys think? I also want to ask you guys on tips for starting a podcast because I want to do something with friends from when school starts, but it's a big maybe. My main question for that is, what kind of recording equipment do you use, mic and program, etc.? It's something I want to start because of my passion for gaming and desire to share my opinions with everyone willing to listen. Shout out to ReaperVX on the forums for giving me a free 60-day on EVE Online because I'm just starting out. Thanks for reading. P.S. Sorry if I'm not in the desired category of topics for the show. No, this is good stuff. I think we've already kind of voiced our opinions on the sounds of the guns, or at least I have, and that's kind of retorted.
It's all right.
And I think they could be definitely beefed up a lot. Most of them sound like toy guns to me.
It's like Nerf.
Or BB guns.
It's like Nerf guns, right?
Yeah, Nerf guns or BB guns. Kind of what it sounds like.
Airsoft, yeah.
Especially the turret, like the first scene that we have.
I know what you mean, yeah. It's like...
Yeah, that was one of the worst offenders, in my opinion, of like not sounding at all.
Kind of similar to the Reach turret, because the Reach turret doesn't even sound as beefed up as, like, Halo 3's, in my opinion.
No, but this one sounded even worse than the Reach one.
So it's just a descending loss, is what you're saying. It's gotten even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, who knows?
So, I don't know. I personally, whenever they showed the video of them, like, capturing all the sounds and stuff... I saw them doing the shot of the potato gun, it's like, really? You're using a potato gun? What are you going to use a potato gun for?
It seems like that would be like the sticky detonator.
Maybe sticky parts of it, noise.
Yeah, like, because it's like a tube, like a noob tube. Like, you put that, you know, the grenade in the sticky detonator, like, and launch, like, you know, like, boom, you know, the bonker, you know, that kind
but
of noise.
It's just,
like,
it's just a pin that protrudes into the actual grenade. It's not
right.
I don't know.
It's still a noob tube, right?
kind of. In terms of podcasting, we use Skype, and we use a program called MP3 Skype Recorder, and both of those are free. So probably go ahead and download those. As for a mic, I use the Blue Yeti microphone. It's one of the higher end quality podcasting mics you can get out there. Unless you're like going very, very professional and you're going to get something like a condenser mic, there's really no point to go above and beyond. And in terms of starting out on the podcast, as long as you have a decent mic that records decent audio and you edit the show correctly, the audio quality is not going to matter too much. It's more going to be the content of your show that people are going to really look at. So just buy a decent headset, something that's not cheap like $20, like invest a little bit in it. So something that's maybe $40 or $50. That's a headset. You don't want to use built-in microphones like in the webcam or on your laptop, because those are very crappy and they'll pick up a lot of white noise artifacts that you don't want in your show. And that should set you off pretty well.
Right.
You actually use a gaming headset, right, Daft?
For Xbox?
For recording.
No, man, this is like some generic, you know, run of the mill. I bought this at Publix, I think.
Oh, okay.
This is a generic run of the mill, you know. I mean, it's not crappy, it's decent enough. It's just a regular computer headset and, you know, a little mic thing on it.
All right. So, yeah, it doesn't take that much to really set up a podcast.
But for my, I would like to tell everyone, as far as a gaming headset for Xbox, don't use Turtle Beaches because they're obnoxious. You annoy everyone with your Turtle Beaches. It's too loud. We don't want to hear the dog barking in the background or your mom yelling at you because you spill chocolate milk all over yourself. Right? I despise Turtle Beaches. They're just horrible. You know, just, me, I always use just regular default Microsoft Xbox headset. Yeah, they're not like super durable, but just, you know, treat them well like you would treat everything else well, I would hope. And it works fine enough both for hearing and for talking.
Yeah.
And it's comfortable enough.
Yeah.
So, my personal rant.
They're simple and cheap. Yeah, they're simple and cheap. Although, if you're like serious about competitive gaming, then you're definitely going to want to go with some kind of high-end headset solution.
Competitive gaming. Overrated, huh?
People make money off of it.
I mean, I guess so. I mean, people make money off of, like, nonsense, right? So.
Yeah, so. Was there anything else? There's the updates to the playlists. I don't know if you want to talk about that real quick. They're reorganizing the playlist quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. Like, July, there was no update because they were essentially lazy. So we're getting an update now, finally.
It's a big update. So they're basically...
Where do I look at this?
It's at the bottom of the bulletin.
Oh, there it is again. WoW again. Fuck WoW. WoW's screwing everything. I mean, how do I sound? Do I sound, like, competent?
It's bad again. You're all warbly again. But, it's going to be broken down to 5 playlists now. It's a standard, evolved, anniversary, community, and cooperative. Under standard is all your vanilla Reach game types, which includes Team Slayer, Team SWAT, Team Snipers, Living Dead, and Invasion. Evolved has Super Slayer, Team Objective, Rumble Pit, Double Team, Big Team Battle, Multi-Team, and Arena. Anniversary has Anniversary Classic and Anniversary Firefight. Community has MLG and Griffball. And Cooperative has Co-op Campaign, Score Attack, and Firefight. Which means that the playlist that got taken out of the matchmaking rotation is Anniversary BTB, which sucks in my opinion. Anniversary FFA, Firefight Doubles, Action Sack, and Squad DLC.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm sad that they took out Anniversary BTB.
Feels like a step back. Because, like, I felt like how it is now, certain playlists or TU, certain standard, seemed fine to me. I mean, I don't know, like, why Invasion, for example, needs to be vanilla. That sounds like it kind of sucks, to be honest. Or, like...
I think the segregation is fine how they have it in there. It's just having... Because they're not adding in any new playlists, but they're taking some out. I don't know why. If they have the capacity to
Simplifying. Reach is really running down. I think they're just simplifying stuff until Halo 4. Then Reach will just kind of like die a near death. You know what I mean?
I mean, like, I know a lot of people like Action Sack and the Anniversary BTB. I'm a little surprised they're taking those out.
I mean, I just thought the playlist was kind of stupid, to be honest. And if you want silliness, just go play custom games. I mean, do we really need a playlist for this?
But you mean for, like, what, Action Sack?
Yeah, Action Sack.
I mean, I guess that kind of makes sense. But, like, Anniversary BTB, like, there's a group that I play with that we go into Anniversary BTB quite often. That's a little more of a
serious issue. I think people really like that one. I know I have some friends who, like it even more than a regular big team, and a lot of friends who like it kind of equally. I kind of like it equally too. Like I'll do both. They're both fun.
It's like there's times where I want to play either Ridgeline or Breakneck.
Yeah, Ridgeline's good stuff.
Yeah.
Breakneck is that's fun too. Hang 'em High I don't particularly care for, but
yeah. Although that one's kind of been, it hasn't gotten worse, but it hasn't gotten better in terms of playability. Because that's just how Hang 'em High is. I don't think it's anything.
I don't think it's
anything wrong with the remake of the map. It's just that's the how map the sucks. Map flows. Yeah,
the map has always sucked, right?
Well, so it depends on how you define it sucks. Because a lot of people in Halo 1 liked it. Mm-hmm. It's just it flows in a certain way, and it's not necessarily conducive to all the popular game types that are out there now.
Well, a lot of people in Halo 1, you have to understand, were coming off of things like Doom and Quake and Marathon. Mm-hmm.
It was awesome back then.
They're coming off of Doom and Quake and Marathon and things without vehicles, whereas I see traditional Halo is usually just essentially having vehicles as part of the equation, and then when you take that out, it feels like something.
Well, I mean, the magic Halo formula is weapons, grenades, and melee. That's the magic Halo formula.
What about vehicles?
Vehicles is kind of like a secondary.
I don't know. I see vehicles just as essential as everything else. It's all part of like this glorious equation.
I think that's only the case because we've seen them introduced into more scenarios. I don't think vehicles are an essential. I mean, a good example is MLG doesn't use vehicles at all.
And look at how not fun MLG is.
MLG is fun.
Look at how many people do not at all like MLG, myself included.
Well, it's because MLG is geared towards a certain audience. It's not not geared towards people that want to play competitively, but not on that caliber. There's no real middle ground between the professional realm, which is MLG, and then the casual realm, which is something like Team Slayer.
I don't consider myself casual. I love playing very competitive Halo, but competitive Halo, like, on traditional settings with vehicles, with all the maps, with every weapon, like, not like some, you know, I see MLG is just dumbed down, it's watered down, like, it strips away stuff. Let's see, close quarters maps, no vehicles, all you have is a BR, you have one grenade, have fun.
I mean, that's how MLG is built,
fun.
Though.
That's not fun.
It is for some people.
I don't think that I'm casual because I love playing traditional Halo settings with vehicles and the whole, like, all of it, you know what I mean? That's not casual. That's normal.
Yeah, but it's not pro.
What is pro? That's subjective. What does that even mean? That means nothing. That's an opinion of what is pro. You can have a very hardcore competitive time on traditional Halo with vehicles. I have it every night. It's very fun.
But you're doing that with usually a bigger party.
Yeah, it's fun.
Where MLG is strictly 4v4. In which case, you're not. I can't think of an instance where you have a game type that you're using vehicles on the whole 4v4.
I miss those days of 4v4 Hemorrhage Team Slayer, to be honest. I think on like a, not a large map.
4v4 Hemorrhage? No.
They had that, though. You remember, right? I mean.
Yeah, and it sucked.
Yeah, but it was fun.
No, it wasn't fun.
I thought it was fun. But it's not the ideal.
No, it took way too long. It was stupid.
But it's not the ideal. The ideal, like, 4v4 with vehicles is it's on a medium map. It's open, you know, it has some bases. It has vehicles on it, like a good Warthog. Because, like, when you get to 4v4 with vehicles, it's kind of like a Warthog is a real a real power grab.
You don't. There's no reason to have a Warthog in a 4v4. It's so unbalanced at that point.
Like on a medium map with some bases. Well, give him both Warthogs, is what I'm saying. I mean,
it's still uneven at that point.
I find it very fun. 4v4, it does not have to be on foot just because it's 4v4. That's just silliness. I mean, throwing some ghosts. I mean, just throwing, like, mongoose. Just throwing something, you know?
It doesn't flow.
I think it flows just fine.
I disagree. And I'm not trying to say that I'm necessarily right or you're necessarily wrong, but...
Okay.
There's different audiences out there, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think if competitive Halo were to have the vehicles in them, I think that you'd see a lot of competitive communities use vehicles, and you don't really see any competitive communities using vehicles. Even BigTeamBattle.net doesn't use vehicles in their maps.
Okay.
So these
communities all set the standard for, I mean, they're writing law.
So they usually go out and do tests on these kinds of maps and see, okay, what works and what doesn't work in term of, like, balance and playability. And I don't know the ins and outs of it, but I would assume they would test vehicles at some point. And at some point down the road, they said no vehicles. And unless we know the insides of how they actually choose that, we don't really know, and we won't ever know.
Mm-hmm. But,
I mean, I could definitely see in a competitive aspect where vehicles exist. I don't think it exists on 4v4. I can see it existing on 6v6 and 8v8, but I do not see it existing on 4v4.
Just gonna get a couple Warthogs, and maybe throw in a Banshee like somewhere on the map to kind of fight over. You know,
I think Mongoose at the most. No Ghost, no Warthog, so nothing, one nothing bigger than
one Mongoose per team.
Maybe two.
Hmm.
But that would be it.
Mm-hmm. Because it's a pretty neutral vehicle. It's just for transportation.
Yeah. And someone can hop on the back and they can shoot.
You know, like get rockets or something, yeah.
Yeah, so
That sounds kind of intriguing. Like, the Mongoose is like, it's a big power player, right? They're driving the Mongoose around. They're slaughtering us. They're doing drive-bys with the Mongoose.
Well, I mean, you could.
Yeah, get some rockets or get like a efficient sniper or something. You know?
Yeah, as long as you're not fishtailing like crazy, you have someone on the back with a DMR, they can land quite a few shots on people, and they're moving fast, and they're harder to hit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a little harder to hit for the passenger to shoot people, but again, you have the equality of people having to try to shoot you as a moving target.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then with a ghost, you haven't, in my opinion, you have the unfair advantage of, okay, now you can shoot and move really fast at the same time. And you don't have an out against that. With a mongoose, you can pretty much dodge unless it's rockets, but you're gonna die to rockets anyways if you were going up to them face to face. So yeah. I think for 4v4 mongoose would be the only vehicle you could really allow. Other than that though, I don't think vehicles really on competitive like 4v4, which is pretty much a standard kind of for Halo. I don't think vehicles are meant to be in competitive play.
Okay.
Anything bigger, though, I'd definitely be up for it. So, since they're taking these... they're not adding any other playlists. All they're doing is taking stuff out.
Like I said, I think they're simply consolidating and simplifying in anticipation for Halo Reach's near demise and the move to Halo 4.
I would almost say, since... I don't know. If they could add a way to add another preference entry to have those that have DLC, I think they need to put that in there. Because you're taking out half of the anniversary playlist. And if you did... So if you did Evolved, which would be... it has the big team and it has the Rumble Pit, which is going to which would replace the anniversary BTB and the anniversary FFA... I think if you could have the option in there to prefer DLC, I think that'd be a huge plus. I don't even think that's possible, though, with how the Reach system is designed. But it would be nice.
Right.
So, is there anything else that you wanted to talk about in terms of the bulletin or anything else? I don't think any other news came out, did it?
No.
Yeah, so. It was just the weapons.
Yeah.
And we talked about the Promethean pistol a little bit. There's a couple of new medals that we got throughout the game, too. Snapshot being one, which I think is the... Or people are saying it's the no-scope, whenever you no-scope someone with a sniper rifle.
Oh, that's cool.
Snapshot's an interesting name to use.
I think the stupidest medal they've come up with is, like, the distraction. Like, hey, you were there. You existed. You got shot at. Here's a medal. Like, that strikes me as Halo's, like, first official participation trophy. We all got a trophy for participating. No one feels left out. We're all equal. That's basically what it is. So good job on that 343. We know where you stand now.
Yeah. It's... Yeah. The medals in there are kind of interesting, though.
I feel like a lot of them are just, like, fluff they're adding on to make the game look, like, flashier. You know what I mean?
Maybe. Like, but there are situations, like, the whole decoy thing.
You already
thing.
Have the tried-and-true essential medals. Just keep those around. You don't need to make a bunch of, like, flashy fluff nonsense that doesn't even, like, mean anything.
They've been doing that since day one, though.
I guess.
So... Mm-hmm. I honestly think they're just going to keep doing that until they, like, literally run out of ideas.
Mm-hmm. Well.
on a slightly related note, Super Jackpot this weekend is Griff Ball. So anyone who wants to get their hammer on, the jackpot bonus is 32,000 credits. So if you manage to hit that jackpot bonus...
Chump change.
Well, maybe for you, with how high you are, but for some other people, it could be pretty significant.
Hey, you listeners, you want to have, like, way more fun getting a lot of credits, like, than playing Griffball, which is not that fun?
Griffball is fun, dude.
So here's Daffling's suggestion. So you go play big team, you do well, you can get, like, usually around, four, you know... Minimum 3,000, you know, maybe up to 5,000, like an average of 4,000 a game. You do well, so just so if, you know, 4,000, 32,000. That means
I've got 9,000. I've got 9,000 for one Griffball game before without massive bonuses.
But it's not that fun.
Griffball is a lot of fun.
I find this to be a gimmick. Okay, so listeners, you want to go play real Halo? Go play big team, and then say you're averaging around 4,000 credits a game. Just play 8 games, you get your 32,000 credits, and you actually had fun and you played real Halo. So it's a very triumphant day.
And my suggestion will be is if you like Griffball, definitely go in there and play. Add some custom challenges to the mix, get your credits even higher up, and have some fun there. Because I know Griffball isn't real Halo as it's meant to be played with guns and stuff, but it's still fun.
I mean, okay, I'm not at all discouraging, like, user creation. Like, I'm not at all trying to discourage, like, people trying to come up with, kind of, like, games in themselves, like, with Halo assets at all. I'm just saying, I don't think, Griffball, it just doesn't impress me that much. I'm not blown away by it. I don't find it to be a extremely, you know, fun riot or anything.
Well, a lot of people do. So. And, I mean, not everyone enjoys it, and I understand that. I mean, I have plenty of friends on my friends list that don't like Griffball at all either.
Yeah. It seems like a stalemate. Like, oh, look, the bomb guy's over there. He's going to that side.
There's people that put a lot of strategy into that thing.
Yeah, but it's just like, you know, bomb guy's, you know, he's trying to go. He's on that side. He's come closer. Oh, no, I scared him away. Now he's on the other side. Someone go scare him off of that. You know, it's just back and forth, back and forth.
If you talk to any of the teams, like, on the Griffball Hub or the AGLA, they'll tell you that they take that stuff seriously, and they practice, like, jumps and strategies and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's a competitive environment, Griffball.
Right.
It can be. So, all right. Well, thank you guys for listening. I know this is kind of a long show, but just bear with us here. I think a lot of people were very happy to see this information come out. So enjoy it while you can. I don't think we're going to see any more big news, although I kind of wasn't really expecting this. Were you?
With Arsenal? Yeah, it kind of came out of nowhere. Although yeah. I think it was a good timing on their part. Yeah, there was good timing on their part because there was like nothing to talk about. And it's like, oh, finally something to talk about. Good job on this. You know, it's refreshing. This pleasant surprise news we got.
Yeah. So I don't anticipate any big news coming out.
Until PAX.
Yeah. So
this is kind of like an appetizer, right?
Yeah. But, I mean, we'll be here if there is.
Most of it was just like the Saw, right? And it was just like, it was the Saw, because we all knew about the railgun, we all knew about the detonator.
Well, we knew about the railgun, but we haven't really seen it in action too much.
But as far as, like, first reveal, like, you just Saw, and then the other two we've known about, and then the rest of it is just like, this stuff is staying, this exists, like, it's still here, kind of thing.
Right.
So it was all about the Saw, in my opinion. That was a big hitter.
Well, and then there was kind of the drop of the Promethean pistol. So there's also that.
Guys, breaking news. Neutral news that has no bias to it at all, and I'm serious. I just saw on Yahoo, Romney is to announce his VP running mate on Saturday. Tomorrow. Whoa!
Who cares?
It's pretty neutral news. There's no bias in that.
So we may or may not have a show next week. I am in OKC for training, so I'm not exactly sure what my schedule's like.
Mm-hmm.
If he's announcing
his VP tomorrow. That really is tomorrow. What I was saying a few episodes is true. Like, it really is tomorrow. It's right around the corner. I just kind of hate me that this is Friday. So I lose track of days in summer.
Yeah, you have 26 minutes till it's Saturday.
Oh my gosh.
So, if there is a big news push out there, we will try to do a show. If not, I don't anticipate that we'll do a news type show. So,
okay. PAX. We have like a big PAX blowout. Yeah.
Oh yeah, we'll definitely have stuff from PAX.
Fantastic.
So it'll be lots of fun. I'm happy that I'm gonna finally get my hands on Halo for the first time.
Ooh,
it'll be great. Make sure you guys check out our website www.podtacular.com. While you're there, head on over to the forums, engage in some conversation, register with us. We've had kind of a influx of older people and newer people come in, so activity is kind of picking up a little bit, which is nice. We also have our beta forums. As well, you can go on and register over those as well. Let's see. If you're on Unity, Halo Unity, you can actually get awards for participating in either forum. So make sure you check Halo Unity out as well. They're at halounity.com. Also, make sure you check out Monday Night Matchmaking. We are still planning to have it this Monday. I know I'm supposed to be on the docket for it. I am bringing my Xbox with me to OKC, and I am supposed to not start training until Tuesday. So we should still be able to do it, depending on kind of what kind of internet access I have at the hotel. So that it's still planning to happen, although we might have to tentatively cancel it. So just kind of pay attention to the forums and Twitter, and you'll see whether or not we're still doing it.
Yeah.
Let's see. I think that's all the stuff we have tonight.
Yeah.
Make sure you check out the video analysis that I'll be doing. It'll either be up by the time this podcast is out, or it'll be up shortly thereafter. So make sure you head on over there, subscribe, comment, let me know how I'm doing with the videos. Tell me what you like, what you don't like. And hopefully we can make it better for you guys and make it something that you guys are going to enjoy. You can also send us your submissions. Oh, gosh, I forgot this whole section of it. You can send us any kind of Halo-related stuff, whether it's funny stories or art or gameplay or whatever. You can send that over to submissions@podtaggler.com, or you can call our listener voicemail at 206-339-6937 and leave a Halo-related message there. Also, for those of you guys who don't know, I am also part of a machinima group called Cyberline Films, and we just brought back a series that was actually pretty popular back in the days of Halo 3. It's called My Halo Life, and we just released it on YouTube this last week. And it's kind of not quite a montage, not quite a top 10, but it's just kind of a mashup of some cool Halo clips. So if you're interested in that, you can head on over to youtube.com/cyberlinegames. And watch our first episode, and you have a chance to submit your clips and get them on the show as well.
So, ooh.
A little cross-promotion there.
Go to the forums, join in on the political discussion, and talk about other games that are coming out soon.
Yes.
Like Sleeping Dogs, or Transformers, or...
Assassin's Creed 3.
Yeah. or Dishonored, exactly.
Exactly.
So
thank you again, guys, for listening. And until next time, whether it's next week or the week after, keep on fragging those trucks.